In the next couple of hours, subtropical storm Alberto is expected to make landfall on the Gulf Coast of Florida near Panama City. People are preparing for flooding and high winds as the first storm of the Atlantic hurricane season makes its way to the region. The storm could bring up to 12 inches of rain to the Florida Panhandle. Governor Rick Scott issued a state of emergency for all of the state's counties. Joining us now from Gainesville is meteorologist Jeff Huffman with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Hi, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Jeremy.
So is the rain the major concern with this storm?
It is. This is more of a nuisance event for nearly the entire state of Florida. There's only a small section of the state that'll experience more than just the heavy rain. And really, today, up and down the peninsula, not a bad holiday. We've got a lot of sunshine right now, especially east of the 75 corridor until you get to South Florida. But this is certainly a typical tropical storm where the hazards extend far away from the center. They're not real located right near the center, or they're not all located there. Also, it's more of a storm that maybe gets us a little bit in the zone or in the mindset of thinking about the hurricane season ahead. Of course, this is hitting early. But it's certainly more of a nuisance to most of the state than a severe event.
What about when it comes to winds? What are you expecting there?
Well, right along the coast there on the Gulf Coast, we already have tropical storm force winds being reported, basically generally from St. George Island near Apalachicola westward to about Destin. And it's right around Destin and Fort Walton Beach and near Panama City where the winds could cause some power outages. We're looking at maybe 40 to 60 mile per hour winds, probably more like gusts as opposed to sustained winds. That could certainly cause some tree branches to come down, maybe a few trees to come down, some minor structural damage. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a concern right along the coast. The wind threat will not extend much further inland. This is a fairly weak tropical storm. But it's for a few select Floridians in those three or four counties there in the panhandle. This is definitely more than a rain event.
Okay, well, now put your professor hat on for us and tell us, why is it a subtropical storm instead of a tropical storm?
Well, it is early in the season, so the water temperatures and the upper level conditions weren't completely favorable for what we would consider a pure tropical system. A tropical storm has a warm core. We're in the time of year where there's still a lot of colder air aloft and still a lot of upper level dynamics that are more typical of what we call a mid-latitude low that forms over the Midwest. So it's literally kind of like if you think of a hybrid car, it's kind of a hybrid storm system. It's in between the typical low pressures you get up in the Great Lakes and the Northeast versus a tropical system. And that's why it's one of the reasons why, Jeremy, the hazards and the conditions with these type of systems are very complex. Thankfully, they're usually not as severe, but they are quite complex and they can extend hundreds of miles from the center.
Well, often with storms like this, the area that gets impacted the most is something that we weren't talking about at the beginning. And I'm wondering what you think will happen once this storm makes its way further north up into places like Atlanta or Nashville.
This is going to be a large and heavy, widespread rainmaker. And for areas that are already soaked and waterlogged, it could obviously aggravate flooding concerns. We're talking about a large territory, probably 10 to 12 states, that will get at least a couple of inches of rain from this weather system. It's going to kind of merge with another system over the Ohio Valley. And basically a large swath from the southeastern Gulf Coast states all the way up into the mid-Atlantic states will see significant rain in the next 2 or 3 days.
Okay, well, that brings us to the other thing I wanted to ask you about, which is what happened in Maryland, in Ellicott City. Flash flooding yesterday, dramatic videos of buildings and cars being swept away. Here's a clip from the Baltimore Sun of Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman speaking at an Ellicott City news conference yesterday.
I don't think I'm without exaggeration saying that this is worse than July 30th of 2016. I can just tell you my heart is broken. Thinking about what the people had gone through here, and the people's lives who were devastated 2 years ago and where they rebuilt, and now they're faced with the same daunting task again.
Now, what he's talking about there is in 2016, Ellicott City received 6 inches of rain over a 2 to 3 hour period, and on Sunday it got nearly 8 inches over a 6 hour period. What caused that, first of all, and do you think Alberto is going to bring more rain to Maryland?
Yes, Alberto can bring more rain to Maryland. It was more of a weather system that kind of stalled with training of thunderstorms over some of the same areas. And we've had a wet pattern leading up to this as well. So it's just a reminder that these type of floods, and I know that area in particular is a little more prone to flash flooding. But this type of flooding can occur anywhere. The storm system that's in Florida right now, Subtropical Storm Alberto, will likely move in that direction. And forecast data suggesting we could have three or four more days where a significant rain could line up in certain areas. Not going to say it's going to be in the exact place there in Maryland that it just happened, but the pattern favors repeating rains over some of the same areas for a few more days from Florida all the way up into the Mid-Atlantic states.
It's meteorologist Jeff Huffman with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Jeff, thank you.
Always my pleasure.